Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with Mafia, toll-free 844-843-6879 is the number. So anyway, the Magic City Studios at the Farrell Palatial, very close to opening up, very close. It's taken forever. I understand that. I know everybody at the network's mad at me because I said it would be open, by... I think I said it'd be open by the week of the 29th. That didn't happen because it's just, never ending project. It's like building a stadium. You know what I mean? Like it just never ends. Like it just is just the ongoing saga. So I actually, I just want it to be done right. And the entire project is done. The construction is done. The entire setup is finished. The rec room is done. It's badass. Everything's done. Everything's done except the TV guy has not come in yet to put in the TVs and the sound boards and hook it up to the routers, modems, and everything else. I have my own individual setup for cable, whatever, outside of my family's cable, like in my house. I have, the whole house lit up with everything. And then now I have this studio, which is separate, right? It's a completely separate operation. So I have to have that finalized and hooked up here, I think Saturday or Sunday. It might even be Monday. I don't even know. But I think at some point next week, it'll be done and up and running. And then what I did today was very exciting news. So I went into this storage facility that I have in the house, which is the other side of the basement, which has been left as a storage. And it was literally piled in there. Like you couldn't even walk in this room. It was so bad. Like it literally, you could not walk. You could not take one step in there without, breaking your ankle. So we had to go in today and dig through it. And take stuff out to the dumpster and just get rid of stuff. Like, I'm like, no mercy anymore. There's no more hoarding. I'm just like, whatever it is, it's going in the garbage. I just don't even care anymore. It's been sitting there for 6 years. You haven't used it in 6 years. It's going in the garbage. I don't even care what it is. If something's been sitting in a box for 6 years and you haven't used it, I think it's time to throw it out. Like, you're not, I'm moving on. So what I was really digging at was getting in there and getting out the sofas, the recliners, the desks, everything. And then I have a air hockey table and I have a hockey talkie table, which is a foosball table with hockey players on it. So it's foosball with hockey and the air hockey table as well. The pool table. I have all this stuff and it is all of it. Every one of them weighs 300-400 pounds. Like they all are just absolutely onion stretching weight. And it's up in the air and he had to, this guy and I did it. And I mean to tell you, I felt like I had like seven hernias today. I was in I was in atrophy after I lifted all this stuff. I lifted this stuff all day. I lifted sofas, and one of the sofas is a bed, like one of those pull-out beds. So, I mean to tell you. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, SportsMap Radio Network, Sports Byline Radio Network. It's Pharrell and Avenged with Mafia. All right, so I lifted like 10 things today that weighed over 200 pounds, easy. And I mean, it was the worst. It was so grueling. I was losing it. I was sweating. It was, you know, hot, and it was my arms. Like, I lift every day. I lift every day, but I'm not like a big weightlifter, like ripped, shredded, cut, you know, defined Adonis type weightlifter. I'm just a basketball player that lifts weights every day. I'm strong, but I'm not ripped. You know what I mean? Like, I'm strong, but not ripped. I just lift so I'm strong in my upper body, my shoulders, my arms. I can take a beating playing basketball and not have a problem, right? That's why I lift. But I'm not a professional weightlifter, and I'm not a professional mover. In other words, moving, as Mafia knows, is not one of my fortes, or doing any housework. I'm not one to, you know, if I clean out the garage once every 5 years, it's a miracle. You know what I mean? Like, if I do any work in the house ever, Mafia, he comes over to my house to help me with everything because I don't do anything. I literally do nothing. I'm worthless. But I have done this entire project. I don't know if you knew that, Mafia, but I emptied the basement. I filled two dumpsters. I cleaned it all out. I got it ready to be the construction to happen. And then it happened. And then I'm still emptying. I'm still getting rid of. I'm still cleaning. I'm still moving. I'm still lifting. I'm still getting it done. But when it's done, it's going to be absolutely kick ass. And it's going to make the Pharrell Palatial very valuable asset, the crib. Like, if I sell it one day, it's a badass house. So I'm stoked about the studio. I'm stoked about the rec room. And I'm stoked that I can take 34C in my studio, lock the door, and have sex. Wait, are we on the air? Check 1, 2.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so Pharrell and Avenged. So, Mavi, I'm telling you the story. This kid, Steve, is he works for the contractor, and he offered him up to me to work, you know, because they knew that I had a lot of work to do with moving heavy furniture and tables and pictures and everything. Like, I had a major project, and I can't, you know, if I do it alone, it's serious. It's impossible. This stuff's 200-300 pounds. It's crazy. So I hired the kid, and he's working for me, and I'm just totally cool. You know, I get whatever he wants. I give him like food, drinks, whatever. I'm cool. And he's been working at my house for a month and a half every day anyway. Right. So my dog doesn't even growl at him anymore. My dog is vicious. He'll attack anyone. This dog is no joke, and he's nasty. And if you come in my house, you're going to get your arm bit off. It's that simple. Leg, arm, and Mafia will back me up. I mean, this dog's nuts. And he's a savage. The dog literally is like one of those German shepherds at the police academy with the guy with the arm, with a pillow arm, and he attacks it. That's what my dog's like. When I take my dog for a walk, when we're done walking, I take his leash off, and then he demands that I give him the leash. So I give him the leash, and when the dog runs off of the leash, then he comes back at me like one of those dogs at the police academy, and he attacks me, and he tries to bite my arm off. And he means business. He's not like effing around. He's like, let's go. Let's just do it. I'm going to bite you, and that's what's going to happen. And I have a gigantic teeth and mouth. And I was just like, but the dog does not like the dog. I'm the dog's best friend. The dog, even though that sounds crazy, Mavi's like, there is no way. But the reality is, I spend more time with the dog than anybody. The dog listens to me. The dog's afraid of me. The dog has more fun with me because I'm the only one that plays with it. I'm the one that walks it. I'm the one that feeds it. I'm the one that gives him water and everything else. I'm the one that, you know, the only thing is, like, Steph will take him to the, you know, the dog hospital or whatever, the vet, and I'll take him there too. But like the bottom line is around here most of the day, I'm the one around doing shows and stuff. And I'm the one around even in the morning, early, letting him out and taking him out. I'm the one that picks up his dog cable. I mean, it boils down to that. So the dog will not bite me, and it knows what'll happen if he does, but he'll bite everyone else. I mean, this dog is nuts. Like this dog, it's scary, this dog. And he's nasty, he's vicious, he's evil, and it's awesome. And my house is safe at all times. There's no one, like, you better come in with a sawed-off shotgun and you better have good aim because this dog's going to come right at you and tackle you, and he's 125 pounds of sheer vengeance. He's like a muscle car. This dude, he's like an SS. This guy's no joke. Dog is no joke. Mafia knows I'm not even exaggerating. Anyway, meanwhile, the dog's nice to Mafia because Mafia knows the dog. The dog loves Mafia because Mafia's taken care of the dog 50 times. But that dog hates everyone else, and you know it's true. Just admit it. Does the dog hate everyone?
Oh, absolutely. He hates everyone and everything.
He hates everyone and everything. And
he's a psycho.
He's a psycho, but he loves you and me.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool.
I take him outside because he gets too excited.
He gets a full wood when he sees Mafia. The dog goes full wood. I mean, he just loses it.
Floor, though.
Well, he doesn't do that anymore. He's grown out of that. That was when he was like 2 and 3. But now he's 4, 4 and a half. He doesn't do it anymore. He'll like freak out when you come, but he's not going to have his moment in the sun when he starts leaking. Starts leaking like a man diaper. But anyway, so I hired this kid. He helped me. We sit around all day. I play heavy metal music. I give him all the food and booze and drinks and whatever he wants. And we just lift heavy things and we move things and we clean things and we do it all. Like we do it all. Carpets, everything, vacuuming, lifting, cleaning, sweeping, mopping. I mean, it's crazy. The mess, like you have no idea. When they did my house, I've never seen, it was like, you know what it was like? I said on the air one day, it was like a Colombian cocaine factory right out in the middle of the woods where the feds came in and they were just covered in coke. There was like 5 million kilos of coke and there was just coke everywhere. Well, that's what my basement's like. It's, you would have thought like I was a cocaine factory because there's so much dust and drywall and spackle and whatever the hell else and wood shavings. Like they cut 50 million pounds of wood, right? And when they built this, when they did the project, it was, you know, two gigantic rooms and it was enormous and it cost a ton of money. So I don't know if you noticed or not, but wood's really expensive these days. And all I know is it destroyed everything in my house. Like it destroyed everything. It's just like the biggest mess you've ever seen in your life. So we had to clean it. It just sucked. So I hated every minute of it, but it's been the project from hell. And the reward is the yellow brick road. At the end of the road, I'm going to end up happy because we've done a great job with it. And it's badass. And it's sick. And it's cool. And it's kick-ass. And it's bottom line. Boom. Awesome. So we're going to move in there. And that'll be that. Anyway, I did want to mention and get into this. The Magic City Studios at Pharrell Place opening soon.
I do love, by the way, Scott, that you have a 16-year-old son at home. Physically capable of helping you, and you still have to go hire someone else to do work at your house.
Well, that's true because, as you know, he's worthless, and he's also all honors, you know, straight A's, can go to school wherever he wants, is an amazing kid and amazing student and whatever. So, like, I have a serious conundrum on my hands. I have a serious problem. It's simple. I grew up as a heathen and a troublemaker and a smart ass. And I played sports and I didn't take any crap from anybody, teachers or otherwise, principals, parents. I was just, I was not easy to deal with. I was a, put it this way, I was a colicky kid. Forget about when I was a baby. I was colicky when I was, you know, 7. I was a problem. At 10, I was a nightmare. At 15, I was Satan. At 25, they called me Satan for about 15 years doing the show, right? Everybody and their brother called me Satan. So anyway, the kid gets straight A's. What am I going to say to him? Like, you don't do anything. You're worthless. You don't help. Hey, walk your dog. Pick up the dog cable. Help me lift the sofa. He's just, he's like, dude, I don't do anything. I get straight A's. I'm busy. He hangs out with his friends and in his room. I never see him. It is what it is. He doesn't even like, the way I watch sports and the way I bet on sports, he's scared to death of me. He thinks I'm nuts. Like, he doesn't watch that much sports. Like, he's watching like Marvel shows and he's playing video games and he's playing fantasy football and he just doesn't have time for me. So I don't ask him to do anything. Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it'd be one thing if he was some like Division I athlete, I'd be like, you know, the dad going to all his games and supporting him. And, well, can you believe this kid? He's something else, isn't he? Or I could be the cool dad that doesn't do that. And I let him do what he wants. Like, it's simple. You want to play sports? Play sports. You want to play basketball? Play basketball. I'm not going to carry your ass. And then if you want to, you get straight A's, that's all I need to know. That's it. Like, I don't know anything about straight A's, all honors, all dean's list. I don't know anything about that. I'm not from that side of the river. I'm smart in other ways, like SMRT. Right, Moff? So anyway, my kids all get straight A's now, and it's an amazing thing, and I don't mess with them. But I do tell them they suck at basketball. When they play on these high-level teams, and they still suck. They suck even when they're good. Moffy and I will kick their ass. I don't care if they're kids. Rub it right in their face.
Mavi's
like, be nice. Cool be place. Nice. Mavi's like, be nice to your daughter Pharrell Day. I'm going to dunk in her face. Mavi dunks in her face and hangs on the rims and calls her a B-ya.
Scotty, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
The funny thing with Chop is the... She plays ball, right? She's a really good basketball player, but she's lost a year because of the COVID. They just shut it down, and it's just unbelievable how they shut it down. Like, they only let, like, the seniors play, right? And JV, that was it. So she's in seventh grade. She's not in high school yet, and she plays with high school kids and lights them up like a bong, and no one can stop her, but she never plays because they took it away from them. And so she just like hangs out with her friends and cooks all the time. She'll like cook food. Like, she's like Chef Tell. She's talking to me about being a chef, like culinary, you know, the New York culinary, and doing like one of my buddies went there that I grew up with in Pittsburgh. And he ended up like just a massively successful chef in life, like a award-winning chef. And she like wants to do that. And I'm just like, well, have at it then. Make me a stack of pancakes. Girlfriend, and then she'll do it. She means business. She made me a double non-baconator, a double burger tonight, a Mafia, with Nathan's fries and a tossed salad. I had it all going. Chop was out there on the grill working an angle. It was all very positive. So anyway, I wanted to say that Tiger Woods, how crazy is that story? Listen, if you're soft or whatever, I get it, and you just don't want to hear this, you might want to go to bed, because I'm not nice. I don't care about all that fame and celebrity and money and anything else. I am here to tell you. I said it today on TV. No one wanted to hear it. I'm sure nobody wanted to hear it. And I've been, you know, I've done this many times, I guess, over the years. It's that simple. I said, you know, you drive 90 miles an hour in a 45. I don't care who you are. You're an asshat, and you deserve everything you get. So you wreck and kill yourself, you deserve it. You wreck and break your legs and shatter your legs and have to have 50 surgeries, you deserve it. I come from that side of the river. You don't just drive 90 through the neighborhood in California if you're on your little golf week, like they, you know, they play, you know, Monday they got the pro-am, and Tuesday, Wednesday, the practice, Thursday the round, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then they're out of Dodge and all that business. And then you got this guy. I don't give a rat's ass who he is. He's the Jesus of suburbia for all I care. All I know is I get his phenom. I get his worldwide, name and fame. I get all that. That's fine. Have at it. It has nothing to do with anything. He's driving 90 in a 45 in your town where you live. You know what I mean? Like, you live there. And that, you know, tease me off. Okay. Like, I see some guy doing 90 and a 45. First thing I do is give him the finger. Second thing, I'm just not even having it. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Like, yo, slow down. Who are you going to kill? Are you going to run over a kid? You going to kill a dog? You going to run over an old lady? What are you going to do? And this guy, am I crazy, Mafia? Did this guy not? They're saying he never slowed down. They're saying that he never slowed down, that he never hit the brake, that this black box said that it just was simple. He went 87 miles an hour, and when he hit the tree, he was doing 75. Okay, it's 45 speed limit, and they have said at the beginning of the investigation that it's one of the most dangerous roads in that town, right? And all I know is, I don't care where it is, but if it was in your town where you live, whether you live there where it happened or whether you live somewhere else and it happened where you live, you would be going ape shack over some guy, no matter who it is, that drove 90 down a 45 and smashed into a bunch of trees and, you know, whatever else. Like, right, he just tore through the median, through the, you know, neighborhood signs. There were signs everywhere he bashed into. He did everything. He took everything out. And then I don't care who it is, you're going to be mad. You're going to be like, what is going on here? We can't have people driving 90 in our village, in our borough, in our town, in our neighborhood. You know, everywhere I live in New York City, but wherever I go, it's the speed limit is 45, right? Or 40. It's usually like 40, 45. And you start driving 55 in these towns, suburbs, outside of big cities, things like this. In LA, where he did it, they talked about how dangerous it was, but wherever you do it, it's the same everywhere. It was 45 there. It's 45 here. It's 40 here, 35 here. You start driving 55, 60, you're busted in a 40, really in a 45, you're driving 65, you're busted. Where I live, you are getting busted. You're going to get pulled over and you're going to get a ticket, and they don't care how big your, they don't care if you got money. They don't care if you're pretty, white, green, orange, purple, black, yellow. They don't care about anything. It is boom. That's how they make their money. So all I know is this, that dude was driving 90 in your town. Screw him six ways till Sunday. You're a jerk. You're an absolute jerk asshat. And you deserve everything you got. You deserve, honestly, you crash the car, you break all your legs, you die, whatever it is. Or you live and you got 15 surgeries and you end up eating 75 million oxys. Then you deserve that too. You deserve that addiction too. Like, honestly, because that guy, do you understand, Mafia? That dude, and I love him, okay, as a golfer. He's just the most phenomenal golfer we've ever seen. I saw Jack Nicklaus play, Arnold Palmer, all of them play, right? I've seen them all. You know that's true, and I've met him. I've gone golfing with Palmer. I spent a day with him, interviewing him at Ligonier, at La Trobe, at Laurel Valley, before the 89 U.S. Senior Open. I've seen them all golf. Seen Tiger, amazing, right? But I don't care about the golf. I care about the fact that that dude was doing 90, and he crashed that car, and he's lucky, you know, God, obviously, or whatever, he's alive. Lucky he's alive. And then bottom line is, any way you slice it, he's getting celebrity preferential, blowing it off treatment about if that's not a crime, if that's not a reckless driving, driving 90 in a 45 where I'm from, you are busted. You are absolutely losing your mind driving recklessly. You're going to take it like you have no idea. You're going to be paying through the nose and you're going to court. But Tiger Woods, nothing happens to him at all. Meanwhile, this dude has a notorious rap sheet track record of driving drunk and high as Pharrell on pills, and video of it and arrest records and court and everything else. Ruined his life. And then you're just going to let him skate? Boy, this guy's got a great track record in cars when he's messed up. Now, this time they said there was no drugs, no booze, no nothing, but they just let it go. They just let it go. No ticket. No nothing. That's absolutely amazing to me. And then I heard other people say the exact same thing, like, you know, that they could still come back and give him a ticket. That it could still be an option. But I actually don't think it is. I think they've already moved on. I think they've already let him slide and go home to Florida and get away with it. Bottom line, he's getting away with it. That's it. That's just all there is to it. You can hate me until the cows come home. I'll never change my opinion of it. Someone drives 90 where you live, you want them dead. That's the bottom line. Where I live, where I'm from, you drive 90 around here, everybody wants you dead. They hope you go to jail. They hope you crash and hit a tree and you don't come out of it. That's what they hope for where I live. And Mafia knows it's true. In New York City, every idiot in New York City that does something crazy, it's every day. There's bullets flying, people getting murdered, you name it, it's all here. It is all here. Mafia, how many hit and runs have we seen and crazy stuff? Motorcycle attacks, motorcycle vengeance, like gangs of motorcycles attacking people in cars. People getting their heads blown off here. They don't just wreck here. They wreck and shoot you in the face. So the little California crash where the LAPD and everybody else covered it up, screw all of you. You're all a bunch of phonies and losers. What a hack job you did there. If it's anyone else driving 90, they got nothing but legal problems. Tiger Woods, they were all on their knees like a French porno with this guy, talking about how they got to meet him, and he was coherent, and he was lucid. He had it all going. It's a legendary Tiger Woods. Driving 90, I'll smack him in the face. Drive 90 around my family, you idiot.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
We're always here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you don't have to mark your calendar or anything.
What do you got going on anyway? That's what we thought.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Mafia just told me he wanted to sleep with my mattress chick that I buy beds from. But then again, who doesn't? You know what I mean? So anyway, do you have the clip? Now, first of all, let me ask you, Maf. Do you disagree with me or do you agree with me? In Rancho Palo Verde, where you know, he crashed that car at the, you know, Rolling Hills Estates, whatever it is. I can't even fathom. Like, can you even surmise that they actually don't care? That is it? Could that even be possible, Mafia? Or do you think that they're like that town that everybody there is mad about this guy just driving 90 and crashing through their woods and smashing into everything in sight and trees and everything else and totaling a car and then getting taken out of there to the hospitals? And then it became an international story, right? And now he's, how many times has he wrecked cars with his wife at the beginning, then with the drugs, he gets pulled over, and now this. Like, it really is. It's amazing. This is more, we get more car news from Tiger Woods than we do the Indianapolis 500. And you know that's true too. That's also documented. I don't know where I come up with this stuff. I should do stand up, but it's true. Like, he's had more car news than anyone I've ever known. And here we go again with him. Do you disagree or agree with me that it's amazing that this guy is getting off scot-free for driving 90 in a 45 and crashing four times the speed limit? I mean, the guy's going, or whatever, 40 miles an hour over the speed limit. Like, that's crazy. Like, I could see somebody going 70 and you'd be like, whoa, that's pretty strong. That's coming in hot. But when a guy's doing 90, that's reckless endangerment, any way you slice it. I don't care what anybody says, including that sheriff in L.A. County we're going to play, that asshat.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. It's a complete joke, and it just smells of cover-up because, you know, when you hear all the things that they keep putting out, first of all, how does this guy even have a license to begin with? Like you said, twice he's been busted driving under the influence. And then, you know, one of the other quotes they talked about in the press conference was, oh, there was no reason to draw blood. Really, there wasn't? How about he's driven on the influence twice before and crashed? And, oh, yeah, he's coming off back surgery, so he probably, you know, has some prescription to deal with that pain. And, oh, yeah, at 8 in the morning, he's driving 40 miles an hour over the speed limit and crashing down this hill. Those are pretty good reasons to me to draw blood and make sure he's not on something, don't you think? And then you go on.
Everyone else would get blood drawn.
And like you said, you know, that, oh, well, even when they got the information of why the crash occurred like a week ago, they're not going to say why, because it's protecting his privacy. Really, the whole thing has been out in the public. You had press conferences about this, and now all of a sudden it's private. That tells me there was something else going on. And then now they come out with this, oh, well, the speed was the factor. Well, thanks for clearing that one up. I think we kind of knew the guy was speeding already. No one questioned that. There's no brake marks, you know, for the guy to be slowing down. So obviously he was going fast and just right. Kept going faster. But the whole explanation of, oh, well, he just, you know, mistook the gas pedal for the, you know, the brake. You should go for the brake.
Oh, gas shut pedal. Up.
You're already going shut 75. Up. You think that little 2 seconds of him pressing the gas pedal is going to pick up that extra 10, 15 miles an hour? No. And you know that they're completely different shaped. They're in different spots. If you can't tell the difference between your gas and your brake pedal, you shouldn't be driving. And, I mean, why was he doing 75 to begin with going down this hill? There are so many things that are just shady and weird about why this thing is, you know, happening the way they allegedly say it's happening, and that this guy's getting over nothing. Like you said, if you or I driving 10 miles or 15 miles over the speed limit, we're getting banged for reckless driving, you know, taking, you know, putting people at risk and stuff. And this guy, as far as we hear and know, is getting away with nothing. It's an absolute joke. Right. It's a miscarriage of justice. And this is pathetic.
It is pathetic. Mafia getting involved. I listen, it's simple. I've been pulled over, as you know, I've been pulled over with you. I've been pulled over with you at 3 a.m. and we got pulled over, and that guy was a D, and he was all intense and like giving us that badge power trip. Like we're supposed to be afraid of him because he's some cop. It was so funny. Do you remember the guy yelling at us? And I'm like, and I was crippled. I had a broken hand. I just had surgery and you were driving because I couldn't drive. Right. And then he got all that seemed to throw him off. And then he was like, he was a total D to us. So it's amazing. My point is that I've been pulled over 10 times, harassed at all, every turn. Remember the night I told you I got pulled over because I had my tire had hit the yellow line where I live, and I was getting gas. I was pulling in to get gas, and I crossed over the line, and the guy pulled me over, and he made me do the whole sobriety thing. And, you know, it's simple. It's simple. If it's you or me, we're getting harassed. If it's, you know, a racial thing, you see what happens there. They end up dead. But then if it's Tiger Woods, he gets away with it. I mean, that's just all you need to know. That's it. This is the layman's version of, you know, the rules and such, and the judges and the cops, the popo, the sheriff, and whoever else, super agents, right? His agent was the one that handled this whole thing. Like, it was like you would have thought he was in the crash. He handled the whole thing. And then Woods went home to his sobe. He's probably popping pills and, you know, sweating to the 70s and sweating it out. Bottom line is, he got away with it, and I don't believe anybody else would have. And I don't think they just let people drive 90 in Rancho Palos Verde and the Rolling Hill Estates and then get away with it. I just don't believe it for 1 minute. In fact, I'll bet my life that those cops out there, and we're on there right now so you can listen to me loud and clear. I'm sure you're all a bunch of D's anyway, right? I mean, you even know you are, right? You know you're a D, and you treat everybody like they're criminals, and then you let celebrities get away with it, or famous athletes. Like, it's unbelievable to me. The only athletes that get in trouble out there are the ones they want to get in trouble. In other words, they want to ruin them. They want them to have bad press and bad publicity and to get exposed and to have a mugshot. They want them to be in trouble, not Tiger Woods. He's too big. He's bigger than God. I mean, honestly, he really is. Think about it. He's bigger than God. People don't even go to church anymore. You know what they do? They worship Tiger Woods. It's unbelievable to me. I can't even fathom. I really can't, Bobby. I can't even fathom that he did it and just completely got away with it. Like, it was no big deal. Like, it was all just another morning. And it was, you know, I'm lucky to be alive. Thank God Justin Thomas brings me McDonald's every week to my house and watches NCAA basketball games with me. Meanwhile, he was a flying missile down the main streets in Rancho Palos Verde, California, driving 90 miles an hour. Are you effing kidding me? And you just get away with it. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. I mean, this is like, you know what I am? If I'm out there, I lived there for a decade. I'm in Hollywood. I'm making a movie. Got to have another Tiger Woods documentary. Forget about a documentary. Just make a movie out of it. This guy's life and cars, car crashes and drugs and booze and women and porn and everything else. And then the flying missile of Rancho Palos Verde, Cali. He's the flying missile mafia, 90 miles an hour. And remember, they said nothing. They said, we're not telling you what happened. It's nobody's business. His privacy is more important than your knowing the truth of what happened that morning in Rancho Palos Verde. The only thing that matters is that you don't know what happened. We're going to keep it private. He has the right to privacy. You know what? My effing ass, he has the right to privacy. I don't care who you are. Here's the deal. If you're famous and you do something like this, believe me, you, they're going to talk about it. There's no privacy when you're rich and famous. There's no privacy. What is privacy? When you crash a car doing 90 miles an hour, you have no privacy. That privacy is, it went out the window like that airbag came out of that steering wheel. Okay? That's just the bottom line. Boom. That's all there is to it. Privacy. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. You know who deserves privacy? Some family does it you never heard of, and no one knows who they are. Some woman, some guy, no one's ever heard of, lives there, and he's driving, frankly, and doing 90 and crashes, and it's nobody's business. It's just a car crash. You don't release the name of the guy that it happened to. He's a private citizen. Nobody deserves to know about him. You're some rich, famous, mega, super, world-renowned, world-famous golfer, the most world-famous golfer in the world, bar none, the most famous golfer ever. He got away with it. That's just all there is to it. He got away with it. It's just, there's no, like, you know, there's not going to be any tickets. Let's play this clown-ass sheriff. Can we play this guy? What a loser. I don't care what you think of me, dude.
The citation would be the exact same thing for anyone in this room who went through the same situation, a solo traffic collision. There's no witnesses.
Liar.
Infraction only. and we're not going to issue a citation on an infraction not committed in a peace officer's presence or independent witnesses, period. That would apply to everybody. So any inference that somehow is special is false.
No, it isn't. You lose. No, you're not smarter than everyone, fatso. So think whatever you want. Tell everybody that it's not special treatment. Keep telling yourself that, you moron. Honestly, how embarrassing. You can't even tell me I'm wrong. I can't even. Don't even bring it up. Don't tweet me. Don't text me. Don't call me. Don't know me. Go to bed. Go walk your doggy in your neighborhood. Have a smoke. Have a glass of wine or maybe a couple fingers of JMO. Whatever you need, stay away from me because I'm not going to listen to you. I don't care what you think of me. No, here's another thing, Mafia.
A red light you ran that there was no cop around because I've gotten that. So, but they won't give a citation because no cop was there to see it. They flat out told us they approved this guy was doing this and they still won't give him a ticket.
Because they're losers and that's it. That's just all there is to it. Like this is like a calamity. It's like a comedy. I can't even keep track of it. It's so ridiculous that I could sit here and just, I spent a half an hour making fun of it. And more is I'm right. There you go. I'm not even trying to be right. As usual, I always say that. I'm not even trying to be right. I swear to God, but I am. You lose. You know, I hate to tell you. And, you know, if I was in a, can you imagine right now, Mafia, if I was a lawyer in court and I had this case, I won like 20 minutes ago. I won the case like 20 minutes ago. Like, I'm not having it. I'm just not having this guy driving 90 through my village and crashing and not paying some kind of piper. Okay. So anyone else goes down a drain, but this guy doesn't. And then that fat little cop, that loser sheriff, thinks he can go on and blow smoke over everyone's ass and like tell everybody that we don't know. Nobody saw him do it. You know, that's the funniest thing I've heard. You know who saw him do it? Do you remember when it happened? The guy that called in the crash, right? That called it into the popo. Don't you remember? It was like it was yesterday. You know what he did? He was literally like 50 feet above it, right? That's where his house was. He saw the whole thing. He's the one that called it in and said, I just saw this guy crash and blah, blah, blah. They came and saved his life. And now they're saying nobody saw it. No cops, no people. Liar. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, Pharrell on a bench. The Jazz lead the Suns 81-79, 10.5 left out in the Valley. We were on there tonight talking to our boy Bruce about Sean Miller getting fired. Celtics 101-99 over the Knicks. They didn't cover the three. Drag. Pacers 141-137 over the T-Wolves. Wizards beat the Magic and covered. Nets blew out the Pelicans. Your boy KD literally was like perfect from the floor. He had like 17 points. That's when I turned it off. They blew him out. He may have had more. I'll tell you what he had really quick. I got to be really quick here. Let's see if I can see what he had. Durant had 17. I was right. That's exactly what he had. He lit it up. I don't think he missed a J. Grizzlies 131-113 over the Hawks. Rockets beat the Mavs. Covered. I had that as my number one play. The Rockets on the spread. Hornets win and cover as well. Hockey right now, Coyotes lead the Kings 3-1 at Staples. Going to beat them back-to-back. Oilers 4-2 over the Senators. Boom, hit that. Leafs 3-2 over the Canadiens. Boom, hit that. Vegas lost to the Blues 3-1. Hit the Wild over the Avs 8-3. Mini wins at home. They lost to them the other night, but beat them tonight. Boom, hit that. Baseball, Reds 11-4 over the Pirates. Red Sox sweep the Rays. A's 4-3-10 over the Dodgers. Orioles play at the plate. Urshela gets thrown out in the 11th. Orioles win it 4-3 over the Bombers in the Boogie Down Bronx. Braves take 2 from the Nationals. Indians double up the Royals 4-2. Twins win over the Tigers by a run. Rangers by a run over the Jays. Brewers doubled up the Cubs in 10. Phillies beat the Mets. Mariners doubled up the White Sox. Giants in 10 by a run over the Padres. And the Cards beat the Marlins 7-0. Rockies 8-0 over the D-backs. How do you like them apples, Matt? It will be on tomorrow at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast and on all of our radio affiliates everywhere. Great job, Mavia. I'm going to settle in to the end of this Suns game. They're up 3 on the Jazz. Good night, everybody.